Jerry Terhorst, one of the briefest serving and yet most important press secretaries in the history of the White House, died this week. I met him years later when he was director of public affairs for Ford Motor Company. But nobody ever remembers that he was with the automaker or that he was Washington bureau chief for the Detroit News. What everybody around at the time does remember was that on a late summer day in 1974, Jerry Terhorst did something that few ever do. He quit a hugely important job working for a man he respected and admired over a matter of principle. The irony and tragedy was that both men did what they thought was right. But it brought them to a parting of the ways. It's hard now to remember the national state of tension when Richard Nixon was forced to resign the presidency in August 1974, or the almost open state of war between his White House and the press corps who covered what turned out to be a criminal administration. That all changed the moment the new president, Gerald Ford, showed up in the White House press room and announced, "We will have an open administration. We'll have one of yours as my press secretary, Jerry Terhorst." I wasn't there, but I know reporters who were. They said the atmosphere changed instantly. Terhorst was widely respected and admired by his colleagues. The press then gave the Ford administration a honeymoon like no other in history, for exactly 4 weeks. Then, on September 7th, Terhorst got the shock of his life. Ford had decided to pardon Richard Nixon the next day. Planning for this had gone on for weeks, but had been carefully kept from Terhorst, who had known Jerry Ford for what seemed like forever. The two men met when they were young World War II veterans, and the one Jerry, a reporter for the Grand Rapids Press, was covering the other's successful underdog battle for a seat in Congress. President Ford told Terhorst he'd kept the news from him, not because he didn't trust him, but to protect him. President Ford said, "If I had informed him and he'd been asked whether or not a pardon was in the works, he would have either have had to lie and violate the pledge of openness and honesty he'd given, or betray the president." But Terhorst felt compromised. He'd been denying any pardon was under consideration because that's what Ford had said before. He expertly handled all the arrangements. Then, an hour before it was announced, he handed the president a letter. He was resigning. He said he couldn't support pardoning Nixon when all the young men who'd refused to serve in Vietnam weren't being pardoned too. President Ford told him he understood and hoped they would remain friends. The pardon changed public opinion overnight and cost Ford re-election 2 years later. Ford thought that would happen, but felt he couldn't govern the nation till he got Nixon off the stage. Today, most experts think he was right about that. But Jerry Terhorst was right, too. He gave up an awesome job over a matter of principle. We should remember him for that and ask ourselves, when was the last time we saw that happen?